A bed of clover. Beneath a bed of clover, below the melting snow, the thundering hoofbeats of wild horses resound, liberated from encumbrances, unbound from harness and halter, free from fenced-in pasture. An ethereal presence is felt, roaming and galloping through meadow and wood, beneath a bed of clover. Beneath a bed of leaves, decaying layer on layer, lie remnants of the past, a maze of earthen smells forgotten, horses with whom our bonds have diverged, trails we took and didn't take, all decaying layer on layer, beneath a bed of leaves. Beneath a bed of hay, memories slip away to dust, of horsemen who came and went, of creatures of the wild, of sights and sounds of whinnying friends, all sought to give us balance. Now they lie fast asleep beneath a bed of hay. Beneath a bed of grass, each blade gives up its life, yet gives life. Tiny oaks begin their push to reach morning light. Crickets chirp. Lilies free their bonds. Mares give birth to foals. The compost of our past transgressions forms fodder for new life. Our roots spread deeper as we draw rekindled strength beneath a bed of grass. Upon a bed of clover, all things old are born anew, as fillies and colts, without a blemish, ascend to the sun to start once more with shackles gone, to stretch and touch their dreams. A new beginning comes with forgiveness and rebirth, rooted deep and pressing out upon a bed of clover. Beneath a bed of clover, beneath a bed of leaves, beneath a bed of hay, beneath a bed of grass, upon a bed of clover.